address the House for 1 minute and revise and extend my remarks.
Without objection, the gentleman may proceed for 1 minute. Mr. Speaker, the Constitution of the United States reads in part that Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of the press. This freedom represents a bedrock of our democracy by ensuring the free flow of information to the public. But sadly, this freedom is under attack. Over the last few years, more than a dozen reporters have been issued subpoenas and questioned about confidential sources. And in response to this alarming trend, last year I introduced the Free Flow of Information Act, a bill designed to protect reporters' rights to keep sources confidential. And I'm particularly pleased today to rise to announce that the House Judiciary Committee, under the chairmanship of Jim Sensenbrenner, will be holding committee hearings on the issue of a federal media shield law. I can't think of a more appropriate time to announce a hearing on this bill than during what's known as National Sunshine Week. This is a week where newspapers all across the land celebrate the importance of openness in government. Free Flow of Information Act strikes a proper balance between the public's interest in free dissemination of information and the needs of law enforcement. I urge my colleagues to co-sponsor the Free Flow of Information Act. I commend the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee for this important step forward. And I close with Daniel Webster's missive that the entire and absolute freedom of the press is essential to the preservation of government on the basis of a free constitution.
Gentlemen.